Most presidential candidates leave a paper trail for voters to scrutinize, but like Ronald Reagan, Fred Thompson also has a video trail. It's called Law and Order. It's the NBC TV show. Our entertainment critic Bob Mondello notes that Thompson has occasionally ventured closer to the Oval Office, and in one recent movie, even into it.
What did we know of Ronald Reagan when he ran for office? That he had a certain rapport with chimps named Bonzo, that he'd want us to win one for the Gipper. But he hadn't been on screen for ages at that point. With Fred Thompson, it's a little different.
What's this last item, the Al-Qaeda chatter?
We've seen a spike, sir.
Are we talking 9-11 level of chatter, Bali, Spain? Give me a reference point.
Sound presidential? Well, Thompson is no stranger to higher office. He was a CIA director in No Way Out, a White House chief of staff in the Line of Fire, President Grant in Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, and President Jackson in Rachel and Andrew Jackson, A Love Story. But none of those roles feels quite as on the nose at the moment as the one he played 2 years ago in a little scene film called Last Best Chance.
Excuse me, Mr. President. We have a situation.
I hate it when you say that.
The situation involves nuclear material that's found its way into the wrong hands, which is the chief fear of the producers of this 45-minute film, the Nuclear Threat Initiative, a private organization that seeks to influence Washington policy. Happily, with President Fred Thompson on the case, you barely even need a CIA. He's got his own sources of information.
Paul, why do I have to find out from the Russian president that there was a gunfight at a reactor in Belarus containing material that could be made into a nuclear weapon?
We cannot confirm that, sir.
Well, consider it confirmed.
Now, it's clear that something about Thompson's acting and political careers have merged in the minds of casting directors, and of course he'd like that to happen in the minds of voters as well. Thompson's only ever cast in roles like this. He's the motivator.
I don't want us sitting on our butts if something's about to happen.
The great bringer-togetherer.
No turf wars here, guys. I want everyone cooperating.
The thinker of big thoughts.
I don't know why the hell we still keep these nuclear weapons on hair trigger alert.
And the defender of, well, everything.
We can't let these bastards start World War III. Now get started now.
Now, alas, turns out to be a little late in Last Best Chance. Bombs are being driven to their destinations as President Thompson holds his head in his hands, lamenting.
I don't know how many there are, where they are, or what I can do to stop them.
Sir, the horses are out of the barn.
Because we blew our chance to close the door.
Which is not, perhaps, the ideal message for candidate Fred Thompson. But then Thompson is unlikely to hire screenwriters as speechwriters, or to hire the folks who wrote the promotional copy for Last Best Chance, who presumably were not thinking of his election when they wrote that some of the events in the film may already have happened, some may be happening now, and all may happen in the future if we don't act to prevent them. That line would likely work better for the Democrats, don't you think? I'm Bob Mondello.